This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Coach, how are you this morning?
Man, Clark, it's already Friday. What a quick week. And, you know, whenever you have a camp like I did the first 2 days, it seems like these weeks just fly by.
It depends on where you're looking at it from. 13 days, 13 teams. I feel like we've been doing this for about 10 weeks.
2 months, I know.
But I'll tell you what,
boy,
man,
have they been good.
Yesterday's my favorite one so far. Out at Roosevelt High School, Lane Wassinger and the group out there, Donovan Suman, the defensive coordinator, and four really good kids yesterday. Out at Roosevelt practice, they're at work, man. I mean, that's why that program is so dang good, is they get down to business, and those kids are passionate. Those coaches are passionate. So we're going to see last year for them at Peterson Field, last year in the new on that old campus, and then they'll move to school, and we'll see. And I said it on the show yesterday on the 13 Days, 13 Teams. I said that makes me a little sad. It's a little bittersweet for me because I love – there's one of the places that I love to go to on a Friday night to watch Friday Night Lights, to watch high school football is Johnstown to Peterson Field. I mean, they really bring it there.
So. Well, what a great program. Lane Wassinger's done such a terrific job. And, you know, his staff, his supporting cast, and you can just tell by, you know, as you said, the players.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
fantastic.
Just get after it. Now, yesterday I had a great little conversation, too, with Mitch Haythorn.
You did? All right.
And I'll tell you what. His decision's going to maybe be coming up. We don't know
when.
Probably this fall sometime, but you'll hear it here first on KFK.
Yeah, when we talked to him the other day, he was hadn't made that decision. We talked to him about him going down to Air Force, and we'll see. You know what? He's just going into his junior year. Said, boy, he's on the same kind of plane as Ryan Yura was, getting all that attention as a sophomore.
Well, that's one thing him and his dad, Joey, and I were talking about. You know, his dad was a terrific hoopster, out of high school. And I just asked him, I said, so when did you make your decision where to go to college? And back then, you know, years ago, well, it was April my senior year.
Is that right? Yeah. Isn't that the olden days?
The olden days. Oh. And then all of a sudden, the early commitment started coming in, but it was usually maybe the fall of your senior year that you would commit. And now we're getting commitments from ending a sophomore year, going into a junior year.
It's so
of
much
high school.
So much easier to be seen now, though, with clubs.
Correct.
You know? I mean, club sports puts you out there. It's not just that 3 months or so of the high school season. They're playing all year round, and they're playing with, like Mitch is talking about PBR, Mike Anderson's group down there, Preps Baseball Report. Just a huge generator of showcasing athletes. I mean, people know where to go. The great college recruiters know where to go. They know where to look to get their first eye on some of the kids out here. And yeah, it starts now. It starts early, doesn't it?
Another PBR event this weekend in Las Vegas.
Is that right? Boy, that sounds like we should
be
there.
Carter Evans is down there.
Is that right?
This weekend.
Should have jumped in the back of his car and gone with you.
That'd have been kind of fun.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so many more events like that, Clark. And now with high schools, high school athletics are really important as far as development. But the actual recruiting, probably 90% of it comes from club opportunities.
Sure, absolutely.
And then those coaches will follow up. I'm going through this right now with the player. Those coaches will follow up with their high school coach because they want to know so much more about the
absolutely
young
man. They want to know character.
They do. They want to know details.
Very interesting. Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies, headline sponsor on Clark and a Coach. Brad Evans and his terrific staff folks, they knocked it out at Bruce's house. They'll do the same for you. Plus, they're so active in the community. One of the things I love about Advanced Roofing Technologies, ART, they are just simply, they've got the program called Roof Rescue. You know, they donate roofs and repairs to individuals that maybe need some help. But they also deal with so many nonprofits. Habitat for Humanity is a big one they do. And they've got their footprint all over Northern Colorado at the New Eaton High School out there, making way there. They've done a ton of stuff at RCS. So it's what they do. Advanced Roofing Technologies. Give them a call today, 970-663-0203. I get to talk about my friends from Amco today. That's where my car is again.
Yes, it is. I saw out front the the Silver Bug was not out front of the studio today, Clark.
Got the loaner. I don't know. I'm getting 30 miles to the gallon. The car's running great, and now it won't idle. It just, when it idles, it cuts off. So there's something. Put a new fuel pump in a couple of months ago.
Unlike you.
And
you will idle.
That's right. I will always idle. Yeah, it's one of my greatest things is idling. Yeah. So I was down there today at Amco, and Lance told me maybe there's just a possibility that maybe the pump was bad. Maybe it worked for a while and it cut it off or whatever, but they're going to fix me up. Always do. My friends at Fort Collins Amco, Loveland Amco, putting the care back into car care. Don Scott, his great staff. I'm talking to Don today, and they've got another loaner car down there that Zach Grable, who's a terrific athlete, of course, is driving around, and Zach broke the key off in the ignition. So now they're trying to figure out how to get that car started and get that rocking. So Don's got his hands full at Amco today. So,
well, I've broken the key off in the outdoor lock when you have to use a key in the outdoor lock.
Absolutely.
A couple times, I think, that happened.
All right.
Understand, Zach. Not a big deal.
You bet. 13 days, 13 teams today. We were talking about yesterday at Roosevelt. Today, really looking forward to this. Had a great phone conversation with Steve Fry yesterday. He is such a motivated individual. All you do is be around Steve for a little bit. Boom. If you're having a bad day, boom, you're better. Dude is just great. Can't wait to talk to his coaches. He wants two coaches on besides himself. He goes, leave me out if you have to. I want my two coordinators to jump on. He's got a handful of kids, I think four kids, that are going to jump on with us too. He goes, I hope you don't mind big loud music. We love to bang out the music during practice and stuff. So,
you know what,
I said, pop it up, man, let's go.
What's unique with you getting out there on all these different schools, you see all the different philosophies.
Oh, you bet.
You see staffs that there will be no music. This is what we're doing.
Interesting.
You'll see maybe a water break. Okay, here it is, and it's timed.
Right.
You know, and then you'll see, hey, you need a drink, go get a drink.
Right.
You know, let's play some music. So there's different paths, there's different avenues to success.
On the show today, we're going to have Brent Urich, who is the new first-year head golf coach at the Fort Collins High School. He was an assistant for a while there. He's taught for a number of years. And so we'll welcome Brent on, find out about him, how he got there.
Find out a little golf in the Front Range League and throughout the state, and
ask him what he thinks about the LIV Tour.
All those
idiots going over there for blowing out the PGA because here's $200 million.
You kind of stated how you feel because they're idiots.
And great interview yesterday. I was listening. It was cut. It was a week ago, and it was. Wasn't fine. It was Rick Riley, the old Sports Illustrated writer, freelance writer now, has been for years and years. Great writer. And he was on the Rich Eisen show, who we have Rich Eisen on every day here. And he was talking about, I guess he loves Mickelson, but Mickelson's been a real turd in the middle of all this stuff. So he goes, I'm really disappointed in Phil and this stuff. And then he started talking about the guys jumping over to the LIV Tour. And he said, Dustin Johnson, who's as dense as any athlete he's ever talked to. He goes, the dude just doesn't get anything, I guess. So interesting to hear, because you don't know that from, an interview or two. But we'll find out if all those guys jumping over. I just think they're forsaking the league that got them there. And so it's
tradition.
Tough. That's a slap in the face. I mean, and all the majors, all the PGA majors, they give these exemptions. And once you've given an exemption, there's nothing in there that says if they go jump into another league that they're not exempt anymore. So that's just not – that's slapping the hand that fed
it me. Is.
So
I certainly agree. So, we'll get Brent's take on a lot of stuff.
And it's who's putting it on is the Saudis. And all they are doing is killing. I mean, if you go and look at the, and I don't know, I'm not a political guy, but everything that Riley's talking about, and Phil's comment was, because Riley goes, oh God, they're just the worst people, and they're it's genocide, and they're everything they do over there is they're just terrible, terrible. And Phil goes, oh yeah, they're horrible, horrible, but maybe this golf thing will straighten things.
Bring the universe together.
God, Phil, what are you doing? But
the countries will be at peace now because of golf.
It's all better. Yep, it's all better. So anyway, we'll get Brent Yurikon, first year golf coach out at Fort Collins, here in about 5 minutes, and then we're going to play back. Steve Fry joined the guys on the morning show. Joined Tanner Schwint and Brian Gary on Good Morning NoCo, and a terrific, terrific interview. So we're going to play that back for you as well. And then don't forget, 5 o'clock tonight, we'll be out at Mountain View High School, brought to you by our local sponsor, Amco of Loveland, today. So my car's at Amco Fort Collins. Amco of Loveland knocking it out of the park as well for you. Dave Martin over there will take you around the block. And I just want to say, it might be listening right now, Don Scott, thank you, man. He is my guy. Came and saved me again today. So appreciate it. And hope he figured out what Zach did to the other car out, or the other loaner car over there.
Well, anybody out there that has a car problem or a roof problem, we got them taken care
covered.
Of.
We're also,
darn right.
Shoot. Also, you need to get trained. PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute, Ryan Wozlowski. Tell you what, they'll take your athlete, put him at the next level. They'll take grandpa and put him at the next level. I don't mean the dirt nap. I mean they're going to get him fit and get him going. Performance and Wellness Institute, your own customized, individualized, personalized fitness and performance center right here in the heart of Greeley. For all they do, services, trainer bios, and testimonials. Go to PWItraining.com. All right. Did you see? We'll go another minute here or two. I didn't get to see at all almost the Field of Dreams game last night, but I read a headline, and so if you did see it, it said Ken Griffey Jr. Talks to his dad, of course, Ken Griffey, and says, do you want to have a catch?
Do you want to have a catch?
So that,
they had a catch
that's
there.
Pretty cool.
Just a lot. Johnny Bench came out. I think it was it Fergie Jenkins?
Oh, yeah. I did see Fergie.
Fergie
I did
Jenkins
see Fergie.
Came
on there,
out. And just they, Major League Baseball did a great job. They had the guys mic'd up and going to skip a year.
Now, tell me this story, and it has to do with Frank
I'll
Thomas.
I'll try to tell it quick because I know we're getting short on time here. But they're going to skip a year as Frank Thomas has bought in to this area and is going to develop some little league fields and softball fields amongst the corn
in the
fields.
Corn.
And youth baseball and
love
softball
it.
Will have a chance to come and play in Iowa at the Field of Dreams.
In the Field of Dreams. Man, that is fantastic.
We're watching. By the way, Eric Decker's wife, I believe, sang the national anthem.
Is that right?
Knocked it out.
Well, and from what I've seen, she's a knockout, by the way. But
has a T-shirt on, Is This Heaven? And Terry sees it and says, I need that T-shirt. Need that T-shirt. So
I didn't know if she was talking about T-shirt, Is This Heaven? Or
Googling Field of Dreams T-shirts.
Fantastic.
And, of course, there's a few that will pop up and you can order.
Yeah, if Decker's wife is wearing a T-shirt, they're probably going to sell them. I'm just saying. Pretty good stuff. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Brent Yurik, the Fort Collins golf coach, jump on with us. It is golf season. We'll talk to the coach, see how he got there and what his team looks like coming up. Next week, of course, we're going to talk to Rick Mees, the Resurrection Christian golf coach, Gino Mile, the Eaton golf coach, and maybe a couple other surprises next week as Chassa Golf absolutely gets rolling right now. Come back in a moment and talk to Brent here on Clark and the Coach, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communications Studios. Clark and the Coach on a Friday here. We'll be out at Mountain View High School tonight for 13 days, 13 teams. We highlight the Mountain View Mountain Lions. We'll watch an hour of practice out there. I think we're getting 3 coaches and 4 players on the air. So get ready, folks. It's coming up this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline. It is golf time right now. Chassa Golf absolutely rolling. And new first-year coach out at Fort Collins High School on the golf side, Brent Yurica jumps on the phone with us. Brent, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Fantastic,
doing good, Coach.
Man. Hey, give us the Brent Yurica story here. I know you're an assistant on the club with Keith Tregoning.
Keith Aragon because yeah. they always are together.
You know? I thought they were the same guy for a long time, but they're not. But Kyle goes to take on as the new job as the AD, and you come up with to be the head golf coach. Give us your background a little bit, Brent. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? And how did golf get centered in your life?
I grew up in Windsor, Colorado, and I was actually on the first golf team that they ever had when I was sophomore, way back.
They had golf back then.
They did, yes. And yes, was coached by the late great Murray Kula from Windsor.
Man.
He was my golf coach, and ever since then, just we went over to Ptarmigan and Eaton Country Club, and just love the game, and it's a lifetime sport. And then I had a kid and started getting him involved, and Kyle and I took over for John Gosman that was here at Fort Collins High School for many years, and we were kind of like co-head coaches for the last 13 years, and then being an administrator, he can't coach now, so I took over, and I hired an assistant, Mr. Bonsall, and we're cruising. We're out of Collindale today. We got 16 teams. They added 4 teams to our league, so we're like a super conference here.
Wow.
So, kind of like the Big Ten now. So, Coach, you remember when Ptarmigan was first built, nothing around it. There was nothing around it.
It was in the country for us, Windsor boys.
I remember my brother taking me out there just to show me this course. And my comment to him was, why would they build something way out here?
That's right.
And now it's, you don't even see it. It's so surrounded. But, hey, tell us about your team this year, Coach.
So we're returning 3 seniors. We have 4 seniors, but 2 that actually got in the state golf tournament last year.
Sweet.
That was Ian Hun and Camden Gray. And they're our main 2. And we also have Rocco Harmon, Trey Brownell. And then we have a freshman named Jesse Miller who is actually our number 3. So he's shooting in the 70s. This is going to help us out a lot.
Wow.
And then I have my son's a freshman, and he's playing number 5 today, but hopefully he can count his score here eventually. But he's still learning, and the boys got to play rain dance out there on Wednesday, which was nice. It was a tough course. So that gave him a nice challenge. But
how is that course?
This is our fifth event already.
Just opened a month ago.
It was brutal. It was nice for the kids to play, but man, if you're not in the fairway, it's a lost ball. Mm. So it's long. They can play at 8,400 yards. We only played at 6,500.
Wow.
But it was great for the kids to play. Resurrection Christian put on a great tournament out there. It's a tough track, and the kids were exhausted afterwards. Lost golf balls.
good time to go out in the evenings and collect golf balls if you're in that neighborhood as a kid. But
yes.
Coach, how about the let's go city now? Who were some of the top golfers outside of Fort Collins High School to watch this year in Fort Collins, or even in the Front Range League?
Absolutely. Now that we're 16 teams, and then Fort Collins, we added 3 golf programs this year. Liberty Common got their own golf program, Timnath High School, the new high school, and Wellington. So that actually took some of our golfers away, but we still had great numbers. But that's always you got Fossil Ridge, who they're always one of the top in our league. Freshman Landon Huska, great player. They have Cole Rogers, who's just a freshman last year. I think there's one senior, Grant Samuelson. I think there are other Luke Wolf, Caden Davenport. They're really good. Hooter had the Woodley boys, but I believe then they're at Liberty since they had to go over there. They added golf, so they had to go there. Max Meland from Hooter, I know. They're pretty senior heavy. Jack Chambers, some of the others. Rocky Mountain. We have from Rocky. We have Jack Zamora from Rocky, Sam Kaner Darst, Ashton Coleman. So they'll have a tough 3. But our league is just loaded. Fairview, Monarch, Boulder.
It is
Fossil Ridge. It's a tough league. And luckily, they went to the waterfall system. So when we go to regionals, we actually have kids our first team goes to a different regional than our second team, than our third team. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that will be nice. Give more league teams a chance, deservedly so, to get onto the state tournament as well as individuals. Coach, growing up in golf, what's some of your favorite courses in Colorado that you've played?
In Colorado, Redlands Mesa and Grand Junction is one of my tops. It's a beautiful course with a lot of elevation change. Love Highland Meadows up here up north. We get to host at Harmony Club. Our league championship's out at Harmony Club. They're nice enough to let us go out there.
Boy, that's big time right there.
It is. They treat us so nice with, the kids, and they give them lunch. And coaches love it, finishing our season there. You know, today's our first league match, but we'll be done here in a few weeks, and then it moves on to regionals and state, and it's a very quick season.
And coaches love anything that lunch is provided for.
Absolutely.
That's a key element. That's a key element in a golf tournament with coaches. You know, where's lunch coming from? Who's providing it? You know, so that's a big deal.
It's the first thing I ask when I go to a tournament. Well, yeah, what am I eating and what am I drinking? That's exactly right.
Where's the hospitality?
That's exactly right. So you would fit in as a media guy. Great. That's the first place we go. Yeah.
Right.
Brent, so you kind of touched on it right there, but tell me about between now and state, what are the key events? What are the things you guys have to look for as far as getting your golfers ready for state?
You know, we have five league matches. So we have two down in Flatirons in Boulder, Coal Creek in Boulder. And then we'll have one up here at the Old Course, one at Collindale. And then we finish at Harmony Club. So those five league matches are huge because that's where, the standings come from, the all-conference players come from. All the rest are invites. You know, we have an invite out at Eaton Country Club next week. We'll go over to Southridge to do some JV stuff. But the main tournaments are the league matches is really what matters.
All right, Coach asked you your favorite course in the state of Colorado. What about outside? Have you been to California? Have you been to California? Give me some ideas. I got to play at Torrey Pines once. That was, and I suck. But they probably never wanted me to come back there. But almost got to play at Pebble Beach one time. But what about you? Outside of Colorado, do you have a favorite course?
You know, we played. Probably, I don't know all the names of them, but there's quite a few down in Arizona, Scottsdale area.
Oh, yes, beautiful courses.
Those are just amazing and just so pristine. And different type of grass down there and just different lies. But I've walked around Pebble. I've walked around Torrey Pines, great courses. But you get outside of these, like Florida, Arizona, just different grass, different greens, and just how they play is totally different. But I'd say, played a couple in Vegas that are pretty nice outside of the city.
Very cool.
That are nice. So, yeah, courses are fun. Colorado has so many courses. I mean, I went up to Keystone Ranch, and they were up there a couple weekends ago. That's super nice.
All right.
Yeah, so many.
Brent, we give you a chance for editorial comment here. Do you have any kind of comment on the Live Tour, the fight with the PGA that's going on right now?
Hey, I don't know. I would be on the fence, but money talks. I don't know.
Money certainly does talk. Yep.
You know, end of their career, when they're saying they're trying to think of their family and their kids, and they can be set for life. And the PGA Tour is a grind. You know, I see what those guys do, and they're doing practice rounds Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they're playing for 4 days, and then they travel. And
sure,
if these guys can go to Live and make some money and only play 8 to 10 tournaments, and I mean, you can't blame them, but I see the loyalty from the PGA players, too. So that would be a really tough decision if you can go win one tournament and make everything that you did in 1 year with PGA.
Kind of like, and I just say it's kind of like biting the hand that feeds you, though. They grew up in the PGA, and I'm thinking about the exemptions, too, from the majors, giving exemptions to so many of the PGA players, but now that they're gone, can they hold on to those exemptions? I mean, I just wonder what all that looks like, but yeah, it's they're running for the money, it sounds like.
Yes, they are. It's a crazy, people that said they weren't going to jump ship, and now they are, and then you have the loyal ones that said, the PGA is what made them. So that's the loyalty thing. So I don't know. That would be a tough one.
So, Coach, how are your kids playing today?
We're doing okay. We got we're in eighth place right now. We do the I Wanna Maker scoring, so it's all live, which is nice for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, we have our top three, Ian Hunt and Camden Gray, Jesse Miller, are all about three or four over. Fossil Ridge is winning right now. Looks like they have Landon Huska's playing even, the freshman. So doing good. We take five kids and we score four, so we get to throw out one score, which is nice. So if you do have a kid that's struggling, they can out their score.
To me, it's just amazing how good some of these young kids are. We're talking 15-year-olds playing even golf at Collindale, which is not easy.
It is not. And
my favorite club at Collindale is my driver out of the trees, you know, to keep it low, to try to keep something, get something back onto the fairway. You know, it's the most valuable club when I play there.
We told the kids that today. You're going to have some balls that you don't find out in the trees. But these kids, you know, COVID did something to golf. Just you can't even find tee times now. It was something to do for everybody, and all these kids are playing, which is great.
Sure.
Collindale is so amazing with all the juniors, you know, because that's their future clients, and they love the junior golf and have these kids out here. People are getting golf clubs now, and more people are playing than ever before, and it's hard to get tee times on courses, but it's amazing, these kids. I mean, I think a kid shot 4-under out at Raindance the other day in our tournament, which was crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
And there was a hole-in-one. Was that the tournament the kid from Resurrection had a hole-in-one? Or no?
I don't know if it was Raindance.
May have been a different tournament. But, already a hole-in-one in Northern Colorado high school golf this year.
Very, very cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Brent, okay, we catch up with you as we get ready for state, as we get into that last week.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
We will.
October 4th and 5th. Yeah, we're down at City Park in Denver. So
is that right? Fantastic. All right, that sounds great, man.
Third and fourth.
Well,
awesome.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for jumping on, and let's go Lampkins. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Brent Urich, the golf coach out at Fort Collins High School. So
terrific guy.
That's
too
fun. Clark. Yep, no doubt about it. All right, thank you to Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Folks, she's local, and she's going to get it done. As we always say, you can get insurance at about a million different places. It's about the agent. It's about the experience. She's going to take care of you. Miranda will. 17 years now with State Farm. Give her a call today at 223-8700. We stand behind her. It is Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. All right, Coach and I got to come back, and we've got a clip from the Good Morning NOCO. Steve Fry, the Mountain View football coach, got on this morning. We'll have Steve, his coaching staff. Not much with Steve tonight at 5, but his two coordinators are going to jump on. We have about four players. Mountain View Mountain Lions on 13 Days, 13 Teams tonight at 5 o'clock. We'll come back in a moment with Coach Fry on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program from the Al Communication Studios, Clark and the coach. 13 Days, 13 Teams continues tonight out at Mountain View High School. Probably won't get a lot of time with Steve Fry tonight, so the boys on Good Morning NOCO caught up with Coach Fry this morning and talked to him. And, boy, he's a positive dude, I'll tell you what, man. Fun guy to be around. And Tanner and Brian caught up with him this morning, and here is Steve Fry on Good Morning NOCO.
Good morning, Coach. Thanks for stopping by.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, Coach. Well, you're getting ready to get the season underway. Was this your first week of practices here this week?
Yes, yes. We started there on Monday. We've been going straight through to get through that Chassa padded progression. So it's been a hot one. A lot of work going on. Young men been working real hard.
Hey, is it hard to get them to shake the summer off, or were they coming in ready to rock, Coach?
No, they came in hungry. They came in with a great mindset, and it's been a grind since the end of May.
Well, Coach, you were talking about that heat as well. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. But that's difficult for a coach to monitor. You throw that in there because you want the guys working, but you know they got to stay hydrated and stuff like that. That's just another element here in Colorado with football starting here in August.
Absolutely. You know, when you're running student athletes out there, you want to monitor their health. You know, you want to make sure you build in water breaks into your schedule, and at the same time, keep them moving and get the work out of them that needs to happen.
No, I was just going to ask, Coach, where did you play ball? What's your background? Where are you from, Coach? I've yet to meet you, so I'm just kind of curious, as you talk about these kids getting going, where were you brought up and where did you play football?
Sure. I grew up right here in Loveland and played for Loveland High, graduated in 1998, went off to college to play at the University of Idaho in Moscow, Idaho, and transferred and finished my college career at the University of Northern Colorado. They're right there in Greeley.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Now, I was just telling Tanner, now my relationship with Mountain View goes back. When my son played ball, it was when Northridge first started here in Greeley, and it was at, I believe, the same time that Mountain View got going, at about the same time, which means it's been, you know, like 20 years. And how has the history of this place gone? Mountain View started off, and they were very, very respected because there was a lot of talent there going. Where are we at right now with this team? Are you in a building phase? Are you getting things stocked up, or are you going to see some maturity this year from some players who were on the fringe last year?
Well, you know, I think you're going to see a little bit of both. You know, we've got some diversity on this team with a solid senior class. You know, we've got a junior class here who has had success and great records at the sub-varsity levels. And we've got a tremendous group of sophomores that were very, very good last year, that have had a great off-season working out, that are extremely hungry to get into the mix. So to answer your question, you know, we've got a little bit of everything going on over here at Mountain View.
Very good. Coach Steve Frey, head coach of the Mountain View Mountain Lions, 13 days, 13 teams, presented to you by Pro Design Countertops. Coach, let's talk about this schedule. It is brutal, man. I mean, your conference, your division is just loaded, and it's welcoming in a couple of newbies in Resurrection Christian and Severance, who were dominant at the 2A level. What are your thoughts on the conference this year?
Oh, boy. You know, it's going to be a barn burner week in and week out. The talent is tremendous. It's going to be fierce competition. And one thing I like the most is all of these games are going to have somewhat of a local flavor.
Yes.
You know, you've got Thompson Valley right across town, obviously the Loveland game. Roosevelt's right across the highway there. And then you look off to, you know, the northeast a little bit, and you've got Res, and you keep going north, and you got Severance. So week in and week out, in my opinion, you have local contests. For high school football, doesn't get any better than that. So we're ready for that challenge, and like you said, it's going to be a grueling schedule.
No, it is. You throw Loveland in there. You open the year with Riverdale Ridge, and then you got Loveland. Loveland, you know what they're going to do every single year, Coach. But man, that they're just going to smack the ball right into your face over and over and over again. That's a tough team.
Yeah, it's tough, but, you know, we're up for the challenge, and boy, you know, what an exciting game. You know, the atmosphere is going to be electric. We'll be the home game this year, and I'm super proud of that experience that we're going to go through.
What do you think the identity of this team is going to be this year, Coach? Are you going to be offensive-minded, defensive-minded? Is it going to be a tough team, a fast team? What do you think people are going to be expecting out of Mountain View?
You can expect this football team to compete. And you can expect them to show some grit and to never quit. And, you know, we're not real fancy around here. We've been grinding hard all summer. Everything we've done is merit-based. Every player on this football team is earning everything that they get. And we're going to transfer that onto the field on Friday night, you know, end of story.
No, I love it. No, that's
a no BS kind of comment right there. And that's what you want to hear from a coach. So, yeah, good stuff.
It is. Coach, give me a couple of players that we can be expecting to be hearing about, to be seeing pop up. Who are going to be your studs this year?
Oh, boy, you know, right off the get-go, Ethan Rinker. You know, he's a hard-nosed middle linebacker, great young man, works to the cows come home. He's a thumper there at middle linebacker. You know, our offensive line's anchored by Lucas Frecking, 3-year starter, another hard-nosed kid. You can expect to see Danny Felton, you know, our running back. He's a senior, got some time last year, pretty nifty little runner there. He's got a little bit of speed. You can expect to see him, and along with some support, you know, with a few sophomores sprinkled in here and there.
No, I love it, Coach. It sounds like you got that mix of the seniors going to help lead and coach up those younger guys to show them what Mountain View football is all about. Coach, before I let you go, I got one very important question for you, and it's our poll question here this morning, all right?
Yeah, this has been dividing us in the studio,
is
Coach.
It okay is it okay to recline your seat on an airplane?
Okay, so here's how I do it. First of all, I check my situation. I look back, and, you know, I see, obviously, the height or the person that's behind me. And if I can scoot an inch, I'll scoot an inch. But I'm not one of those push-button slammers, slam your seat back with no consideration for others.
All right.
I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does.
If I could take another inch, I'm going to do it with courtesy. That's
right. Inch by inch, baby.
I think that's a very good way to go about it. But he talked about it. He scopes out the area first. Like,
well, he's
a good
football coach
would
of
do.
Course. Yeah, exactly. He's a game plan around
what
there.
What I learned was I would let him on the plane with me because he's doing it. He's doing it in a courteous way. My thought is if your head ends up in my lap, I'm going to choke. I'm going to throat punch you.
Yeah, is that
that's
right?
Just no, I wouldn't blame you.
Well, I think you go inch by inch. You drive it back that first one, and then you look around. If there's no reaction, boom, take that second one, right?
Yeah.
Yep, here we go.
That's right. Love it, Coach.
Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning. We greatly appreciate it. We'll be looking forward to hearing Clark Johnson out at your place tonight from 5 to 6, talking to all of the players and the coaches out there again. But greatly appreciate you getting up and going with us this morning.
You bet. You take care. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, there's Coach Steve Fry. Love that dude. Great interview with Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint on Good Morning NoCo every day on KFK from 6 to 10 weekdays. Then you get Coach and I for an hour right in the middle, and then it's off to Brady Holin, 3 hours of the whole show.
The Holigans.
That's right.
Boy,
that's
they've
right.
had a lot to talk about these
sure
last
have.
Couple weeks.
All right, we'll come back. Best bets at the end here. Got a winner for you yesterday again, so maybe we can produce another one. We'll find out. Coach was close, very close on his prop pick, but it fell just a little bit short at the warning track. We're coming back in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Allied Communication Studios. Clark and the coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Friday here. As Big David Lee just said, 13 days, 13 teams, 5 o'clock tonight, Mountain View Mountain Lions. That'll be a ton of fun across Highway 25 out there. All right, best bets. Yesterday I was able to clean up two. They sound easy, but the Cardinals one was a bit tougher. They finally got there against the Rockies. Had the Cardinals over 4.5 runs. They came up and ended up with 6 in the ballgame. Had the Astros over 3.5 runs. They scored 7 times. They had that one done in a hurry. So plus 108 yesterday, $108 on the good side for us. Bruce, he went to his...
I went for the home run yesterday.
You absolutely went for the home run. The player prop, Joey Votto did a home run out in the cornfield.
I thought it was just happening, all the aura going on with that game.
Almost.
And he was mic'd up, and he was so excited to play there. And his first at-bat, warning track.
Bummer.
And then he walked, and nothing.
Walks
much.
Don't do you any good when no, you're trying to see don't. Him hit the ball. But to the track, that got you had to get you excited there. All right, I am going to go back to another. I know that you're not supposed to play parlays. The big guys say stay with the single games. But taking two big favorites, I don't mind doing that. And I love playing the individual run lines on the teams. I'll do that again today. Astros, I'll stay with them, swinging hot bats, over 4.5 runs today against the Oakland A's. And I'll take Carlos Rodon and the San Francisco Giants to hold the Pirates under 3.5 runs. So I've got the Astros over 4.5 runs, the Pirates under 3.5 runs today. That's a plus 131. Coach, where are you going?
Well, I'm going against all the experts today, Clark. I'm actually going with a
12-team parlay.
A three-team parlay. Right. But I'm going with teams that, well, Scherzer's going for the
right,
Mets.
Right, right. Seems like a gimme.
Going there. Tampa Bay in a fight with the Orioles, you know, for a wild card spot. So I'm going Tampa Bay at home over the Orioles. And Blue Jays over the Guardians in Toronto.
All three. What's that going to get you?
That's going to get me, it's plus 286.
Boom, there you go.
So that's where we're going with the three-teamer today.
All righty. Well, that sounds like a winner. Next week, as we said, Clark and the coach, we're gonna fly off and do a little bit more golf, Chasa Golf, get Rick Mees, the Resurrection Christian golf coach, on, get Gino Mayo from Eaton on, and see what that looks like. See who the we got to get some of the big golfers out here in the area.
There are a lot of great high school golfers this year.
And usually pretty heady kids. And pretty good on the radio, if I remember. Had Max Knopfinger from Frontier Academy on last year, and of course a couple of the guys out at Eaton. So all good stuff right there, no doubt about it. All right, today, this afternoon, 5 o'clock, folks. 5 o'clock, 13 days, 13 teams. Steve Fry and the Mountain View Mountain Lions. We're going to have both of his coordinators on. We're going to have about four of his players on. So it should be a wonderful, wonderful afternoon out at out at Mountain View High School. They got a brand new turf practice field, he said, out there.
Yeah, so I heard it's very nice.
Looking forward to that. What do you got in a matter of 5 seconds? What do you got?
Estes Park weekend.
Boom. You and Terry?
Terry and I.
Look at that.
Heading up.
Just out there spending money. So good stuff. All right, whole show's coming up next from the Owl Communication Studios here. So, Hooligans, get ready for 3 hours of the best sports talk in the world. It's next right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.